Chapter 99. Medieval Times. An open heart is an open mind. The 14th Dalai Lama. Sarah looked on in disbelief as Jill walked away. Not only had her harebrained scheme to get some random stranger to save her turned out to actually work, she was now denying the poor guy because of how he looked and the car he drove. Sarah returned her gaze to the internet Casanova who was there to save Jill. Well, now he was here to save them. But with a building full of zombies between him and the rooftop, she wasn't counting her chickens just yet.
Wow,
Lynn whispered as she nudged Sarah with her elbow.
Linda is fucking strict.
Sarah and Lynn shared a quick giggle.
Oh, excuse me, sir,
Sarah said in an upper-class English accent as she waved down to Juan.
I'm so sorry, but your services are no longer needed for Her Majesty Princess Angel. She would like to thank you for coming in hopes that you have a great and amazing day. Now be gone, peasant.
They laughed louder this time, not caring if Jill heard them or not. Juan kept beeping the horn as if it was going to change something. It was like he was trying to get his to-go order and didn't want to leave the car.
This guy better shut the fuck up or he's going to get eaten, Daryl said as he looked up and down the street.
Hey, Sarah yelled as she waved her arms like she was trying to flag down an airplane. Stop beeping your horn.
What?
Juan yelled as he beeped the horn a couple more times. The same zombies that had crowded around his car a couple blocks down the street were making their way towards his car. Daryl laughed and shook his head. The scenario was right out of a comedy skit.
Behind you, Sarah yelled, pointing in the direction of the zombies.
Juan stopped beeping to try and hear what was being yelled down to him.
Behind you,
Sarah yelled, still pointing like an audience member at a pantomime. Juan turned around in the nick of time before the lead zombie in the group lunged. He slammed on the gas and rolled his window up as the group watched him speed down the street, away from danger and away from them.
You think he's coming back?
Sarah asked Daryl, but she made it seem like it was to no one in particular.
If he's smart, no, Daryl said, craning his head so he could see further down the street.
Juan did a shitty U-turn a few blocks down and started heading back in their direction.
This guy ain't smart, Daryl said with a chuckle.
We gotta get down to him, Sarah said, looking to Daryl.
We're not going anywhere, Daryl said with finality. This guy doesn't seem like the type that's going to storm the building and clean house for us, and if we try to get to him and we do make it down there alive, and by some miracle he's still alive, we aren't all going to fit in that tiny-ass car.
Sarah nodded. Everything he said was true, but she at least wanted to explore the idea, even if she knew it wasn't a great one. There was something that came out of Juan's attempt to rescue them. It was a little bit of positivity that filled her with hope. Daryl had just thought of their ragtag group as a collective, not a lead weight hanging from his nuts. Juan's car hit the zombies, who he had lured to the building with his horn. Blood and limbs flew everywhere as he pulled up a half block down the street.
Great job, buddy,
Ryan said sarcastically. Juan shifted the car into reverse and tried to run over the zombies on the ground behind him, but his reversing skills were just as bad as his U-turn skills, so he missed all but one of them.
This guy needs his own show, Daryl said between chuckles. He's too funny.
Yeah, and I can represent him,
Ryan said, trying to buddy up to Daryl.
Shut the fuck up, weasel,
Daryl said, not having a bar of it. Juan rolled down the window and leaned out.
Angel, where are you? Juan yelled. Let's go!
Watch out,
Sarah yelled. It was too late. A zombie that was trapped under his car reached up and grabbed Juan's arm, taking a big chunk out of it with his teeth.
Well, that's the end of Juan, Daryl said dryly.
Juan screamed as he shook the zombie off him and inspected his bloody arm.
I'll come back for you, Angel,
Juan called as he rolled his window up. The group watched as Juan's car barreled down the street again, and this time there was no shitty U-turn. With all hope lost again, they went back to their respective spaces.